Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were really strong as we end this this Friday in the month of February. We finished on a really strong note with back-to-back wheat rallies here. So really, really positive day to finish. You know, yesterday we made contract lows for the March wheat. Went down about $5.20, and to finish today at 5:37 on a positive note due to the cold weather. That really lightens the mood up going into the month of March. Now corn and beans were also higher. Corn was up about 3 cents with that December 15 corn, which is the new crop corn, hanging right in there at $4.16. It hadn't been below $4 in quite some time. Now, there's a lot of talk that at $4 there's going to be people find alternatives. Instead of planting corn, maybe plant something else, maybe soybeans, maybe some other things. But that's keeping that December contract higher. November beans, which is also the new crop bean crop, down 1.25 cents to finish the day at $9.96. We have an inverted curve here with the front months over the back months, or the old crop over the new crop. That's typically bullish to new crop as the old crop prices being higher. It gives an incentive for people to plant beans going forward. So we'll watch that.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
A little corn announced this morning. We sold 140,000 to Saudi Arabia for 14-15 crop year, and then 120,000 metric tons of corn to China, 60 old crop, 60 new crop. Today was the first notice day for the March grains, so maybe that had a little bit of an impact. Most of the people have already rolled their positions out of March and into May. The Brazilian trucker strike, not very much clarity here. It seems like the organized parties have come to somewhat of an agreement, but the ones that are independent and not included in the talks are still upset and still causing some problems. The ports are starting to back up. Fuel movement, because it includes fuel trucks, has really slowed down, so harvest has slowed down. So the whole thing is just really, really needs to be resolved in a hurry, and it seems like there's a lot of different people pulling in a lot of different directions, really, really messing the entire thing up. Now, as they constantly try to improve the markets, they have readjusted the limits for Kansas City wheat and Chicago wheat to be the same. Currently, Chicago wheat's 35 cents, where Kansas City was 40 cents. They're going to make them both the same. So that should improve limits and make a little bit more sense going forward.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping the markets, April live cattle up 180 at 151.60, June up 85 at 143.80. March feeder cattle 160 higher at 201.90, May down a nickel at 198.87. April lean hogs 60 higher at 67.75, May up 80 at 80.10. March Kansas City wheat up 7 1/4 at 534 and a half. May up 7 at 539 and a half. March Chicago wheat up 17 1/4 at 517 and a half. May up 12 and a half at 513. March corn up 4 1/2 at 384 and one half. May up 4 3/4 at 393 1/4. March soybeans 6 3/4 higher at 1030 and 3/4. May up 5 1/4 at 1031 and 3/4. March cotton down 44 at 64.73. May down 28 at 64.93. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.